Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome to the moment of intercession. Amen. As we go before the Lord God Almighty in prayer on tonight, praying about physical healing. Hallelujah. It is evidenced throughout the Old Testament and New Testament scripture that God does have the power to heal our physical bodies. Miraculous healings still happen today. Glory to God. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise, according to Jeremiah 17 and 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. James 5, 14 through 15. Glory to God. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his command and keep all of his decrees, I will not bring on you any of these diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals, according to Exodus 15:26. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you, Exodus 23:25. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, Isaiah 41 and 10. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, Jeremiah 30, 17. See now that I myself am he. There is no God besides me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal, and no one can deliver out of my hand. Deuteronomy 32, 39. If my people, glory to God, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place, according to 2 Chronicles 7, 14, 15. You restored me to health and you let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back, Isaiah 38, 16 and 17. I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them, Isaiah 57, 18, 19. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and let them enjoy abundant peace and security, Jeremiah 33 and 6. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well, 3 John 1 and 2. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4 and 19. He will wipe away every tear from my eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away, Revelation 21 and 4. Glory to God. Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus that we come on tonight, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Father, we come to honor you, Lord, because there is no other God that is like you, Lord. We come on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, standing in the gap for those, Father God, who need healing in their bodies, Father God. We pray on tonight, Father God, that you would heal that one, oh God, that may be having emotional pain even right now. Whether it is sin, abuse, neglect, rejection, or even betrayal, oh God, that caused great emotional pain, God, and hurt, just as well as physical pain does, God. Father, we know that you are the great physician. Hallelujah. So God, on tonight, we come before your throne of mercy, Lord, because we know, God, that you can completely heal broken hearts. You can bind up every wound, Father God. We know, God, that you are still in the healing business, Father God, and you are still, Lord God, continuing to make us healthy, happy, and whole. God, on tonight, as we come before your throne of grace, God, we know and understand that spiritual and emotional healing, oh God, it's oftentimes a process, Lord God, with steps that need to be taken, Father God. But help on tonight, Father God, your people to go through the process, Lord God, that we can leave, Lord God, everything that beset us behind us, Father God. Oh God, on tonight we come, oh God, asking you, Lord, to heal that one that is laying on that bed of affliction, oh God. You've heard the names that have been called out before you. Some of them, God, day after day, God. Some of them week after week. Some of them month after month, God. Some have even been on the prayer list, oh God, for years, God. But Father, just like you healed, oh God, the woman, oh God, that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, oh God. And she had allocated all of her resources, oh God. She had done everything that she knew how to do. She had went to all the physicians, oh God. But she heard about you, Father, passing through, God. And she pressed her way, hallelujah. And she touched the hem of your garment and you made her whole, God. Somebody on tonight is pressing their way through the pain, God. Somebody is pressing their way through the sickness, God. Somebody, oh God, is pressing their way through the disease and the afflictions on tonight, God. And just one touch from you, hey God, can change their whole situation, God. Father, on tonight, as we come before you, God, we thank you in advance because we know, God, that you're still in the miracle working business, oh God. You said, Father, in your word, I say, that signs and wonders, oh God, will follow us simply because we believe you, God. God, on tonight, we believe you by faith, God, that you're going to turn somebody's negative report around, God. We decree and declare on tonight, God, that somebody, hey God, is going to get up off of that bed of affliction, oh God. Somebody, oh God, is going to confine even the minds, oh God, of the doctors on tonight, God. Oh God, we believe you by faith, God, that you're going to wrought a miracle, God, for somebody, oh God, that is believing you to turn their situation around, God. Oh God, as we come before you, God, we don't come, oh God, in a boisterous tone, oh God, but we come giving you glory because we know that you're able, oh God, to supersede our expectations, oh God. You said in your word, God, that while the saints were yet praying, that you were already moving by your spirit, Lord. Touch each and every person, God, whose name is on this prayer list, Lord. You know who they are, God. You know the very hairs on their head, God, for their days, Father God, has been numbered by you, God. So God, on tonight, as we pray and we touch and agree one with another, Father, we believe you by faith, Lord God. Oh God, let your perfect will be done in each and every person's life, God. Even if you don't do it on this side, God, we still thank you, God, because we know that you've already done the healing, Lord. We believe, oh God, that you've already caused cancer cells to dry up, oh God. We believe you by faith, God, that you've already caused, oh God, lupus and AIDS and all other kinds of cancers and sicknesses and diseases, oh God, that is wrecking your people's bodies to leave in the name of Jesus. God, on tonight, we bind every spirit of infirmity, God, and we cast it out with the finger of love on tonight, God. Oh God, we bind it and we release, oh God, the balm of Gilead to heal, oh God. We release your healing virtue, oh God, to flow from breast to breast, from heart to heart on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Whatever your people may be believing you for, God, we just touch and agree with them, Lord God, knowing that it's already done concerning them, God. God, on tonight, we ask you, God, to send the angelic host of heaven, God, to rest at somebody's bedside on tonight, God. That one, Father God, oh God, whose mind may be in scattered places, Lord. That one on tonight, God, that is depressed or oppressed, Lord. We lift them up before you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That one that can't even think or do things on their own, God, but is dependent on others to do it, Lord. We stand in the gap for them on tonight, and we pray, God, that you would touch them, God. Touch their bodies, touch that feeble body on tonight, God. That body, oh God, that is racking with pain, God. Every arthritic bone, God, we speak to it tonight. And we command it to be healed in the name of Jesus. We speak on tonight to diabetes. We speak on tonight, God, to high blood pressure and low blood pressure, God. We speak, oh God, to every infirmity. And we command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. Oh God, on tonight as we come, oh God, before the throne, the altar, oh God. We're coming and believing you by faith, oh God. Because faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, oh God. And it is the evidence of things that we can't even see yet, God. God, on tonight, heal, oh God. Heal bodies, heal minds, heal souls, heal spirits. On tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to thank you because you're so loving, oh God. We want to thank you because you are so kind, oh God. As you're stopping by the hospitals, Lord, as you are walking up and down the corridors, oh God, of the nursing homes and every institution of confinement, oh God. You find that sick person, oh God, that's maybe in a wheelchair on tonight, God. Touch them, hey, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we just want to thank you because you are a God that is able to supersede all of our expectations, oh God. You said in your word, God, if any two on earth, Father, will touch and agree by faith by anything, that it shall be done for them by the Father which is in heaven, Lord. God, on tonight, there is more than two of us that is gathered on this prayer line, God, and we are touching our faith, God, one with another, and most of all, God, we're touching our faith with you according to your word, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, according to Proverbs 17 and 22, that a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit, dries up bones, oh God. God, you said in your word, according to Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, it says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my word. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. God, on tonight, we call your word back to you, God. You said in Isaiah 33 and 2, you said, Lord, be gracious to us, for we belong to you. Be our strength every morning and salvation in the time of stress. God, you said in your word in the book of James, chapter number 5, verse number 6, therefore confess your sins one to another and pray therefore for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective, oh God. Father, you said this in your word, God. So God, on tonight, we're giving your word back to you, Father, and we are expecting a mighty move of your spirit, God. We are expecting, God, you to do something unusual, oh God, even throughout the night. God, I'm reminded even as I'm praying, oh God, about those that, oh God, were in behind prison doors, and as they began to give you praise, hallelujah, the prison doors opened. God, on tonight, that person, oh God, that is captivated within themselves, oh God, and is in that prison of affliction, God, loose them and let them go on tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we just want to thank you, oh God, that even as I'm praying, I see death angels going back. God, you are canceling the assignment of death on tonight, even now, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare, oh God, that by your stripes, your people are already healed tonight, God. Father, move by your spirit all up and down this line on tonight. And God, if you find anything that is going on in anybody's body, oh God, that is even on this line tonight, heal them in the name of Jesus. Somebody may be having issues with their stomach, but God, on tonight, heal it in the name of Jesus. Somebody else, oh God, may be having a problem with their back, oh God, but God, heal it tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody else, oh God, may have been dealing with migraine headaches, Lord. God, on tonight, heal them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody, oh God, bones have been aching and hurting, oh God, feel like a toothache, but God, heal it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you. We glorify you, we praise your name, oh God, that you're even healing, oh God, diseases of the skin on tonight, God. Oh God, do it for your people, Father, tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to glorify you. Whatever sickness or disease that may not have even been called out on this line on tonight, God, I ask you now, Father, that you will just touch it, Lord, because you are God that knoweth all things, Lord. And as you are searching, oh God, as you are searching even right now the atmosphere, Lord, oh God, as you are searching it even now, God, God, search it tonight. Search the line tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, anybody that's connected to anybody on this line, we decree and declare their healing tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, as we get off this line tonight, we pray that ministering spirits, oh God, will continue to minister health, hope, and healing, oh God, to your people, Lord. Oh God, we speak peaceful rest on tonight into the atmosphere of everybody's home. Send the angelic host of heaven to be on post at the guard post that no hurt, harm, or danger will befall any of your people all throughout the night. And God, we just give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray on tonight. Amen and glory to God. The prayer line is officially over for tonight. The moment of intercession is now coming to an end. Glory to God. Prayer will resume tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. via Zoom. Until then, be blessed in Jesus' name.